Let us begin this time of prayer together in silence as we center our hearts before the very throne of God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, humbly we come before you. Father, let us begin by seeking grace, mercy, in the forms of forgiveness for the things we have done that we should not have, for the things that we did not do that we should have. Father, forgive us and let us know that you truly do forgive us, that you give us a second chance. And Father, let us be reminded that you have told us that as we have been loved, we should love one another. And Father, that as we have been forgiven, that we should forgive one another. Father, in the midst of seeking your forgiveness, let us seek also your presence in a very real way in our lives, that we can feel you near to us, leading and guiding us as individuals, as a church, and as a community. Father, may you truly be in the midst of us, leading us and letting us see the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, as we move from praying for ourselves, we move to praying for our church. And Father, we're not talking about bricks and mortar. We're talking about the church of Jesus Christ, the church that is centered upon the cross, the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Father, we pray that the church get the message of grace out that can touch and change lives, that can give hope into hopelessness. So, Father, today as we come, we pray indeed for the church. We pray, Father, that as we lift the church up, we're not just talking about one denomination, but it's all of those who profess Jesus, those who follow, those who trust, those who struggle in their faith journey, maybe in many different ways. But Father, give them strength to serve, to love and to forgive, to offer hope and to offer promise. For our delegates at annual conference, as they close out this annual conference season, Father, may Christ be centered, not around what we want, but around what Christ calls us to. So, Father, we pray for our community. We pray for those who are afar off from the message of truth in Jesus. Father, we pray for other churches, of course, but we pray for our community leaders. We pray for our nation, the leaders of our country. Father, it seems like it's all about the gossip. It's all about the story. Father, it seems that no one wants to build up, that no one wants to offer hope, that all we want to do is find fault in our world today. And Father, it's filtering its way right down into our very own homes and lives. Father, the devil will be sure to point out the faults and failures of everyone around us. Father, I'm so glad that that's not all you see. So, Father, give us your eyes to see in balance in the world around us. And, Father, let us see truth that's there. Father, we do pray for the world's setting, but we pray that Christ be proclaimed and received. Father, we pray for that today. Father, we pray for those who travel and are away, who are sick in hospitals, at their own homes, who suffer from tragedies, sickness, and illness. Father, we pray for them today. And Father, we'd ask now that you hear us as we lift our hearts and voices to pray as you taught us saying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Say.